Bedtime Bites presents The Clockmaker's Secret Wish. In a quaint little village nestled between rolling hills and whispering forests, there lived a clockmaker named Charlie. Charlie wasn't like other clockmakers. His clocks didn't just tell time, they told stories. Every tick and tock was a word, every chime a sentence, and every hour that passed was a chapter in a grand tale. Charlie's shop was filled with clocks of all shapes and sizes, from tiny pocket watches to towering grandfather clocks, each one unique and magical in its own way. But Charlie had a secret. Every night, when the village was fast asleep, he would sit in his rocking chair and make a wish upon the stars. "Oh, how I long to travel the world and see all its wonders," he'd whisper to the twinkling sky. You see, Charlie had never left his little village. He'd spent his whole life making clocks and telling time, but he yearned to experience the adventures he'd only heard about in stories. One starry night, as Charlie made his usual wish, something extraordinary happened. The hands of every clock in his shop began to spin wildly, tick-tocking faster than ever before. Suddenly, a shimmering portal appeared right in the middle of his workshop. Charlie rubbed his eyes in disbelief. Was this real? Or had he fallen asleep in his chair again? But the portal remained, swirling with vibrant colors and twinkling like the night sky. Gathering all his courage, Charlie took a deep breath and stepped through the magical doorway. In an instant, he found himself standing atop the Great Wall of China. He gasped in wonder at the sight before him. The wall stretched as far as the eye could see, winding like a great stone dragon across the misty mountains. Before Charlie could catch his breath, the portal whisked him away again. This time, he landed on a sun-drenched beach in Australia. He wiggled his toes in the warm sand and watched in awe as colorful fish darted through the crystal-clear waters of the Great Barrier Reef. The magic didn't stop there. Charlie visited the pyramids of Egypt, marveled at the northern lights in Alaska, and even danced with penguins in Antarctica. With each new destination, Charlie's heart swelled with joy and wonder. As dawn approached, Charlie found himself back in his cozy workshop, surrounded by his beloved clocks. But now each clock seemed to tick with the rhythm of the places he'd visited. The grandfather clock chimed like the bells of Big Ben, while a delicate wall clock whispered like the wind through the Amazon rainforest. From that day forward, Charlie's clocks became even more magical. Children from all over the village would visit his shop to hear tales of faraway lands and fantastic adventures. And every night, as Charlie made his wish upon the stars, he would smile, knowing that sometimes the most wonderful journeys happen in the blink of an eye, or in this case, the tick of a clock. As for Charlie's secret wish, well, it wasn't so secret anymore. He had learned that the greatest adventure of all was sharing the magic of his travels with others, bringing the wonders of the world to his little village, one tick-tocking tale at a time. And so, dear children, as you drift off to sleep tonight, listen closely. You might just hear the whisper of Charlie's clocks, telling stories of faraway lands and magical adventures, all in the soft tick-tock of time passing by.